The first of the three defects is listening in a way that is like an upside-down container. This means that physically we may be attending to the teachings, but mentally we are busy somewhere else. The second of the defects is to listen in a way that is like a container with holes. This means that even though we are listening to the teachings, we do not retain their contents. In this case, we lack mindfulness and memory. Practice of Dharma means that we should be able to benefit from what we have heard. It is not a pastime, like listening to a story. The teachings give us guidance on how to live meaningful lives and how to develop proper attitudes. So in order to benefit from the teachings, we must retain them with mindfulness. The third defect of a listener concerns the motivation and is likened to a vessel containing poison. When we listen to the teachings, we must avoid deluded motives. All activities, particularly Dharma practices, such as listening to and reading scriptural texts, must be done with a wholesome motivation. We should aim to control the undisciplined mind and then gradually attain the state of Buddhahood to benefit all sentient beings. Within the context of Buddhist teachings, the generation of a positive attitude is very important. I urge you to listen with a wholesome motivation, thinking, I shall listen to the intermediate stages of meditation by the great Kamalashila in order to attain supreme Buddhahood for the sake of sentient beings vast as the expanse of space. The quality of any action of body, speech, and mind is primarily determined by the motivation. Thus, any action done with positive motivation brings virtue and happiness and becomes a cause to attain Buddhahood in the long run. On the other hand, if a good or healthy motivation is missing, then even apparently spiritual practices could bring negative consequences in place of virtue. Since the line between them can be very thin at times, individuals need to pay extra attention to this aspect. In this text, the author presents the essence of the path of both the Hinayana and the Mahayana vehicles. He expounds the mode of practicing conventional bodhicitta and the six perfections with special emphasis on calm-abiding meditation and special insight. Those of you who are new to Buddhism and not familiar with the modes and procedures of practicing the teachings should try to form a coherent understanding of this text. Because on the basis of this knowledge, you will be able to understand other treatises without great difficulty. This text can be like a key that opens the door to all other major Buddhist scriptures.